Yes, we do get an indication that Mufti Zubair Bayat is available. He's actually landing, and no, he is actually coming out of the airport, making his way back to Durban from PE. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Habib, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah. How are you doing, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Maulana.
We believe you are in Port Elizabeth this weekend, Mufti Saab.
Ji, Maulana, alhamdulillah, I was in Port Elizabeth from Friday morning till this morning. In fact, I actually just landed and I'm on the road back to home, inshallah, from the airport, Durban
inshallah.
Airport.
Maybe you could share with us some of the highlights of the trip, Mufti Saab. Always
yes,
nice to hear.
Inshallah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International. Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we had a wonderful journey to a very friendly city of our country, Port Elizabeth, alhamdulillah. It was on the invitation of some of our young ulama in Port Elizabeth. Alhamdulillah, they invited me for the Laylatul Barat, the 15th night of Shaban program. So alhamdulillah, in that respect, I journeyed to Port Elizabeth. But alhamdulillah, at the same time also some other programs took place. And I landed on Friday morning. There was a program at the Girls' Madrasa, alhamdulillah, in Port Elizabeth for the sisters. And then went to Uitenhage. Uitenhage is about a half an hour away from Port Elizabeth, short journey. Very, very nice little town. Lots of industry, well known for the motor cars. VW Volkswagen has a very big plant there in Uitenhage. And alhamdulillah, had the Salatul Jumu'ah at a masjid called Masjid Ibadur Rahman, which was previously a church, Maulana. But alhamdulillah, that has now been converted to a beautiful masjid. You know, the Jiwa family, a very prominent family in Uitenhage and Port Elizabeth, alhamdulillah, very generous people, very, you know, devoted people, dedicated to the cause of Islam in terms of putting up masjids and, you know, contributing to the cause of Islam. May Allah increase and reward them.
Amen.
So, alhamdulillah, we did Salatul Jumu'ah at Masjid Ibadur Rahman. What was very, very heartwarming was to see the diversity of the crowd of the Jumu'ah Musallis. Lots of foreigners there, people from Somalia, big numbers, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Egypt, other nationalities. It was like a very cosmopolitan majma or crowd or gathering of Musallis of in Uitenhage, Maulana. And alhamdulillah, thereafter, we enjoyed the hospitality of the Jiwa family, Haji Adam Jiwa and his son, brother Shukri, alhamdulillah. Very generous and very, very hospitable people. By the way, Maulana, I happened to meet your father-in-law. And that was very, very exciting for me. You know, when he introduced himself, first he said he's Iqbal Bhai. And then he asked me, you know, Maulana Habib from Radio Islam. I said, I'm with him every week. He says, no, that's my son-in-law. I said, Allah, Akbar, what a small world.
Very humble
apparently,
person.
Very nice, humble person, Maulana. Yeah. He's very, very nice person, very friendly. Was, you know, explained to, a few, good few things to me about Uitenhage and so on. Mm. And apparently, Maulana Abu Huraira is also the son-in-law. So, mashallah, very nice to hear that, Maulana.
Jee.
In any case, after having completed in Uitenhage, we then went back to Port Elizabeth and had, you know, met a lot of ulama, a lot of people, prominent people. The Saturday night was the Laylatul Barat program in Masjid Mansur. And this was arranged, alhamdulillah, by our ulama of Port Elizabeth, Maulana Shaheen, originally from Durban, Maulana Muhammad Bacha, originally from Pietermaritzburg. Maulana is the imam there. Maulana Shaheen is a trustee in the masjid. He was a former imam of the masjid. And, of course, many of the other young ulama there, Maulana Munshi and Maulana Yusuf Behmat and Sheikh Ashraf Adam and Maulana Nazim Musaji and Maulana Umar Desai. Alhamdulillah, many young ulama we met there, and it was really nice to meet the young ulama. Of course, I also had the opportunity of meeting Hazrat Mufti Siraj Desai from the Darul Uloom in Port Elizabeth, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
Had the opportunity of sitting with Mufti Saab at the Darul Uloom for a while. One of our senior most ulama of our country on the Q&A program, Radio Islam, alhamdulillah. Mufti Saab, really a great figurehead in Port Elizabeth. Somebody who is well loved, well respected by everybody. So alhamdulillah, Maulana, it was very nice. There was a very big attendance at the program that night. And then of course the next day we had the opportunity also of going to the famous game park of that area,
Quanto.
The Quanto Game Reserve, which is owned also by Brother Yusuf Jiwa from the Jiwa family, mashallah. His son had arranged for us to visit, very, very organized visit it was, alhamdulillah. They had everything set up and ready. And it's something, a very unique experience. I'm sure many have already been to Quanto. But really, very nice, the salah facility there, everything 100% halal. Nice to be, in a facility owned by Muslim people, very Muslim-friendly facility. And, of course, in the evening, although we didn't get to, at the Quanto Game Reserve itself, we didn't meet Brother Yusuf Jiwa, but that yesterday evening, him and his two sons, alhamdulillah, Hafiz Shakir and Munir, come to visit, and we personally met them, and alhamdulillah, it was wonderful meeting Brother Yusuf. So, mashallah, Maulana, very interesting part of our country, in one little corner, Port Elizabeth. But what was very heartwarming was that, alhamdulillah, many good Islamic activities taking place there. There's organizations that are doing a lot of relief work and, service to humanity, a very famous organization working very well in Port Elizabeth, Al Fida Foundation, mashallah, doing excellent work, really inspiring. And of course, the Jiwa family as a family privately do a lot of charitable work too, very inspiring. There's mashallah, Darul Uloom there, girls' madrasas there, adults' classes that are taking place. Maktab setups there. Lots of masjids have mushroomed in different parts of Port Elizabeth. More and more masajid have been constructed. What was also very heartwarming is Brother Yusuf Jiwa mentioned to us that on the route from Port Elizabeth to Johannesburg, he's trying to build masajid in all the little towns, so that when people are traveling musafir, they don't have any need to miss their salah. And at the same time, besides for the Musafir, there are, of course, a lot of foreigners, who have settled down in these places, Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, Somalians, and so on. So it also serves as a place of salah for them. So this is a very noble initiative, and mashallah, you can see there is a fervor to serve the deen, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
And overall, alhamdulillah, that's a very, very good initiative. And there is eagerness, to do work for Allah's deen in the people there, alhamdulillah. We also, there is the Jamaat work that's very strong. The brothers, alhamdulillah, coming out always in the path of Allah. They have a Friday evening Shab Guzari program, like how we have in Durban, Cape Town and Johannesburg. Port Elizabeth is also has a markaz, and that is actually based in the very masjid where we had our program. A nice, huge masjid, Masjid Mansour, alhamdulillah. A lot of facilities there for programs, for jamaats to stay attached to the masjid. Is also a maktab madrasa set up. Alhamdulillah, there is a vibrancy, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must increase the brothers and sisters of Port Elizabeth in their connection with Islam and their eagerness to serve Deenul Islam. And the reason for mentioning these things, Maulana, is that, you know what, it should become an inspiration for people in other parts of the country, Alhamdulillah, to do work in a similar way, and so that we can share notes and we can benefit from each other and we can learn from each other, inshallah, al-Aziz. Of course, there is good work taking place almost every part of our country. Alhamdulillah, I've traveled around many places, and everywhere we go, Alhamdulillah, there is a good success story. Of course, you know, if one wants to go and look at negative things, then wherever you go, there will be negativities. The people also did mention that there are challenges they're facing, but those are universal challenges. Alhamdulillah, I met the committee of Masjid Mansur, very dedicated people, devoted people, working hard to try and provide, you know, the facility for the youth and for the community. They mentioned some of the challenges they faced, and I listened to it, and I mentioned to them that, brothers, this is not a unique problem to Port Elizabeth. This is a common problem, a universal problem. Any community you go, you're going to find a bit of these problems. Drug addiction and so on. These are things that we find in almost every community. But we have to try and work together, inshallah, and try to, you know, overcome the challenges. So this is a little short report back from this wonderful, exciting visit to Port Elizabeth, alhamdulillah.
Did you experience the wind there, Mufti Saab? The windy city?
Yeah, it is a windy city, no doubt. Fortunately, it wasn't a very strong wind when we were there. But it's very well known. I mentioned also in my bayan that night, I said, this is the wind, but inshallah, we hope the winds of Hidayat will blow from Port Elizabeth, inshallah, to different parts of the world.
Inshallah, even through
inshallah,
the
inshallah, riyahu khairin, inshallah, winds of good, inshallah.
Inshallah, through Darul Ihsan also.
Inshallah, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, Jazakumullah khairan for that update, very insightful.
I'm sure you're very familiar with that part of the world, Maulana.
There's one road, one road you always have to remember, Stanford Road. Everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything
right,
is linked up to that.
correct, Maulana. Alhamdulillah.
Mullah, Jazakumullah khairan for your time, much appreciated. We, inshallah, hope to pick up on another discussion next week.
Inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.